It's good to be in the house of the Lord today, amen. As we come together again to rightly divide God's word and study, show ourselves approved unto God, a worker needed not to be ashamed, but we rightly handle the word of truth, amen. And that's what we're striving to do here at this congregation, is to be apostolic doctrine, Acts 2:42. And they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and of fellowship and breaking of bread and of prayers. Okay, you're getting the handout today. We've been doing a series of study this morning on marriage. And marriage, what does the Bible say about marriage? This morning we talked about marriage designed by God. Marriage designed by God. And if you weren't here this morning, we got a handout. If you'd like to have that first handout, we'll give it to you after the service. Now, this is what you're going to need today. You're going to need a Bible. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. You got to have a Bible because we're going to be going through a lot of scriptures. And then number two, you're going to need a pencil and a paper as we make notes in your Bible, because we are an investigative church as we prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. So I hope you have that in mind as we go to God's word. And for you who go to our website, and by the way, our website is www.foulparkchurchofchrist.com, whereby you can go there and download sermons and listen to sermons. They're available every Sunday night. But if you do not want to go to the website, we do have free, do you hear me, free CDs, okay, CDs, amen, that we'll be glad to give you that you can take home. So please, if you're on our website, and if you go listen to these series of lessons, please request, go to the contact sheet and request for a handout. Because we'll mail you not only the CD, but we'll mail you also the handouts to go with the CD. Now, look at me, everybody. Look at me, everybody. Do me a favor. You got the handout in front of you? Don't go past the page that we're on. And the reason why, don't read before me, because you want to stay with me as we go to God's word. So just don't look at it right now. Just get your Bible in your hand. If you got a wife, you're sitting next to her, amen? If somebody's sitting between you and your wife, just move them over a little bit. All right, because we want you to be sitting close to your wife, amen. Because we're going to twain together, we're going to cleave together. If you ain't held hands in a long time, you might hold some today, okay? And that's all right, okay. But please be sitting near your wife. Okay, let's go ahead and begin. We talked about that this morning. Look here, y'all. You people, if you have to ask yourself these questions, these are warning signs right now to let you know that your marriage might be in trouble. Hey, you no longer laugh together or surprise each other unless you're in trouble. Number two, you confide in others about your business and you fantasize about having an affair. You know how you fantasize about Beyonce, you fantasize about whoever you want to fantasize about, but you fantasize. Your mate just brings out the worst in you. You talk under your breath and you mumble and you do things like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hey, we're going to keep it real, amen. Because see, you can't correct nothing until, number one, you know there's a problem, amen. But these are common things that trouble. So the reason why I'm saying, don't look at me when I'm going through these here, because we all have sinned, amen, and fallen short of the glory of God. You never reminisce about your old times, you know. I was telling them this morning in Sunday school, when me and my daughters, we first started, man, we were so loved one another. We had it just going on, you know what I mean? And I went out on a date with her, and we had a good time, Sister Joshua, and we got back on the date. I didn't realize I had a brown shoe and a black shoe on. And she brought that up the other day. You remember? And we just laughed about it and we reminisce. And you quit reminiscing because you just don't care no more. You got a problem. You stop cultivating common interests, you know, common interests. You just got to go to happy hour to go home. You want to go home. You want to avoid your spouse or a relationship. You got a problem in relationship to Ecclesiastic 9 and verse 9. Now go there with me right quick, Ecclesiastic 9 and verse number 9. I'm going to slow it down, and I want you to see what the Word of God is talking about here in relationship to the basic grounds that the Lord preordained for us to have a happy marriage. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 9, I'm going to slow down because I want you to get there. And if you're there, I want you to mark it. Amen. Ecclesiastes 9:9. This is a review, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time. But look what he says in Ecclesiastes 9:9. Everybody there. Ecclesiastes 9:9. If you got your Bible, underline that. Mark that, okay, in relationship to a key scripture that we're going to talk about in that covenant old relationship. It says here, if you want to live joyfully, you want to be happy with the wife, not anybody's wife, right? 1 Corinthians 7 with the wife. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 4 there. See, live joyfully with the wife whom you love. See, you love your wife and you want to live joyfully with her. This is the thing that you got to do. All the days of your vain life, which she has given you under the sun, all the days of your vanity, but that is your portion in life and the labor which you perform under the sun. And what he simply means, 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither thing that in the world, the love of the world is not of the Father. We're in this world of vanity, amen, whereby we, through the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, or the pride of life, sometimes we desire vanity or worldliness in our life. That do not make a happy marriage. To be joyfully, you must be with your wife in love without vanity. Because see, you came to this world with nothing, and you're going to leave without nothing. Amen. But John 10:10 says, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So that's the first thing that you got to see if you're going to build a marriage based on God's prescription, based on God's will as we strive to do his holy and his divine will. The next thing that I want you to see in review is number two, is that this here, the nature of marriage, Genesis 2. Go to Genesis 2 verse 18. We don't have time, I'll review it very quickly. Genesis 2, verse 18 through 25. And this is what he says here. He says, and the Lord God said, all right, that it was not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. In Genesis 2, 18, underline that word helpmeet. And when helpmeet means that she must be a helper for you. That she must be a helper for you in relationship. Therefore, shall man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. That word cleave, that means stick to it, that you stick together. You're like glue in relationship because you leave your father and your mother and you cleave together and you're one. Now, hold your spot down. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6, because 2 Corinthians 6 is the devil's work. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in about 14, all right, and by that word, help me, write 2 Corinthians 6, 14, read in your Bible, by the word help me. Because see, you can't have a helper, you can't have a help me if y'all are not on the same wavelength. See, you got to be one, you got to be together, you got to cleave together. That's what God ordained, and we're going to see that in the book of Matthew chapter 19 in a minute. But look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Because Paul says here, be ye not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? Listen to me, brother. You cannot live joyfully with the wife in love if y'all are not on the same page. Amen. You got to be one. The Bible got to be the authority. Amen. If you are unequally yoked, and what that simply means, my brother, is this here. If you believe one thing and she believe one thing, brethren, you're going to violate that principle of cleanness. If you don't have cleanness, she can't be your helper. Amen. Because you're going one way and she's going the other way. You're going through vanity and she's going toward spirituality. She's going toward the flesh. You're going toward the world. Amen. You can't do that if you're going to have a marriage built by God. And that's what you want. Amen. You want a marriage built by God. So it don't make no difference what kind of house you got, where you live, what kind of car you drive, but because what a friend we have in Jesus, everything gonna be all right, amen, based upon the authority of the word of God. Now, go to Matthew 19, 4 through 6. And if you're, if you add Matthew 19, 4 through 6, I want you to see what the Bible says. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to go there. And the reason why I'm going through this here, because what I'm going to talk about, when you start talking about the role of the husband, the role of the wife, if you don't realize she your helpmeet, and that you got to cleave, and that you got to be one flesh, and that you got to live a life of joy, see, with your wife, based on love, see, the role not going to mean nothing to you. Because, see, you got to be submissive. See, you got to be submissive in order to be subjective. Or you got to be subjective in order to be submissive to God's word. And God's word is going to be the final authority. Look at what he says here. It says in Matthew 19, 4 to 6, and Jesus answered and he said to them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning? See, well, I'm talking about that just a pop-up yesterday, amen. See, you listen to TV, this somebody thought last week. Or this somebody instituted 2 years ago. But see, this marriage thing that I'm talking about, it began from the beginning. When he created Adam and Eve, amen, from the beginning. Ephesians 1 said it was preordained before the foundation of the world. So what I'm telling you something, this is something that I just didn't think of. It's in the word of God, amen. You can prove it, amen. It works, amen. And I like what it said here when the Holy Spirit said that it's from the beginning. Because, you know, we listen to anything and everything, don't we? Anything that sounds good or because everybody else is doing it or because it's politically correct, sometimes we think it's right, amen. But see, we're going back to the beginning based on the word of God. He said, have you not read that he made them at the beginning? Oh, I love this here. He said, made them male and female. Look at the word of God, amen. It didn't say male and male, did it? It didn't say female and female, amen? God made them what? Male and female. See, you can't cleave to a male and a male. You can't cleave to a female and a female. But the world is telling you that it's all right for you to have same-sex marriages. Who are you going to believe? That from the beginning? Or are you going to believe what man may say? Our own president. He came out and said that he believed, that he agreed that you can have a same-sex marriage. Somebody got to be wrong, amen. Who you going to believe, the Bible, or you going to believe politicians, amen? The Bible, from the beginning, male and female. If you got your Bible, write John by male, amen. I'm serious. If you're looking at your Bible, look at your Bible. That's your Bible, amen. Write your name by the male name, amen. Because he want to personalize it, amen. See, my relationship is so good that I want to personalize it, amen. I'm so thankful, Alicia, for my wife, amen. I'm so thankful that I got a help meeting, that we have cleaved together, amen, and that we are one flesh. I want to go to my Bible. See, y'all think I'm playing with y'all. Personalize it. By male, write John, write it, John. And by female, write Kathy. Amen. Write it right in your Bible. So when you go to Matthew 19, you know who your wife is. Amen. Amen. See, you know who your wife is, that it ain't nobody else's wife, but your wife. Amen. Male and female. And that just didn't pop up yesterday. But see, that's what constitutes a good marriage. Let me tell you something. You can't go against God's word and make it right. Do you hear what I just said? You can't go against what the Bible say and make it right. You can't be happy with something that violates God's word. And that's the reason why he said, which made them at the beginning, make them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, that your mom and daddy don't have no more control over you. Now you got to help me, amen. Amen. You're going to cleave to your wife. Amen. See, that's over with. Am I right? See, leave your father and mother and cleave to your wife, and they shall twain together. And look what the Bible says. You're one. No more you got to say, can I borrow your car? It ain't your car. It's your car. Amen. Amen. Can you loan me $10? You don't got to, how you going to borrow no money from your wife? It's your money. Am I right? You twain. Y'all with me? Huh? Am I right? See? You think I can get that out your bedroom? Come on. Look what the Bible says. Made them male, female, and for this cause shall man leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, and you become one flesh. You can't be one flesh. You can't cleave. You can't twain. She can't be your helpmeet. You're not going to live joyfully in love if you don't do it the way it's done from the beginning. It's done that way for the beginning. I know y'all getting quiet now. Check, two separate checking accounts. I got an arrangement. Okay, you pay the light bill, water bill, and you pay this, and then I'm going to pay this here. I buy half the groceries, and you buy the other half. You wash today, and you wash tomorrow. It don't work that way, amen? See, you got to be one flush. But to be one flush, you got to have a help me. She can't be unequally yoked. Y'all got to believe what I'm saying. Do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe what I'm saying? See, you got to believe this here. See, and you forgot to forget what vanity say. You got to forget what the world say. Because see, the world is the work of the devil. Amen. See, the devil wants you to keep on borrowing. Because when the devil got you borrowing and using, that some should have been yours altogether anyway, the devil got your mindset where he wants you to be. As a man thinketh in his heart, so be he. See, we're not conforming to the world. We're being transformed by the word of God. Then we talked about the word covenant, and we talked about that in relationship to Hebrews 13:4, where he said marriage is honorable. I'm glad I got a good wife. Amen. Look to your wife and say, I'm glad. I'm glad. Say it. That you got a good wife and that marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. Why? Because you want to live moral. See, you want to live moral. See, you want to live because it's honorable, honored by all. Governed, judged by the word of God. Amen. Romans 7. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Amen? Amen. Now, let's go to our lesson. Marriage. Now you can look at your sheet. Amen? Now, these are wording that you should know. Help me. Cleave. Twain. Live joyfully. Amen? The wife. Amen? See, in love. See, in relationship. Now, marriage is 100% relationship. Not 95%, not 94%. It got to be done 100% based on the word. No vanity can't be in it at all. No roleless marriage. Marriage, roles, and responsibility are being weakened, confused, and destroyed. Why? Because the wife is the leader, she's the brain, and she's in control. The husband is incompetent because he lost control. And I want to go there one more time. Many of you men need to be men, but you don't have no control because you have allowed your wife to be in a role that she don't supposed to be in, and I'm going to show you from the word of God. Amen. Amen. We got to do it based on the beginning. God has given roles and responses are essential for a successful marriage that honor God. That's what we're trying to do. We try to build marriages that honor God. Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable and all, bed undefiled, whoremongers and adulterers. God, he will judge. It's just that simple. And that's the way we got to see it in relationship to understanding the will of God. Now, let's go a little bit further. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 1 and verse 22. And what I want to show you now is a relationship of whereby Christ and the church, the man over the woman. See, Christ and the church and the man over the woman. All right? In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. All right? And if you had Ephesians 1:22, write Ephesians chapter 5 and about verse 23 through 25. But we want to go to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22 and 23. And what I want you to do as we look at the role of man, that is the role of man in relationship to the role of Christ. All right? Beginning in verse number 19 of Ephesians chapter 1. He says, "Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto the holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also," like we said, "are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit." Now, I read the wrong thing to you. I read Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19, but it was good, wasn't it? But go back to Ephesians 1, okay? Ephesians 1. See, I did that on purpose. Now, go back to Ephesians 1. That's where I want you to be at. Ephesians 1, 22, all right? Ephesians chapter 1 and 22, all right? Back up to verse 21. Y'all with me? And by Ephesians 1, 21, just write Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 22. All right? All right. Talk about us being fellow citizens, saints of God, in relationship to us being a part of the house of God. He says here in verse 21, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now, if you got your Bible, this is what I want you to do. By that word name, I want you to write Matthew 28, 20. The reason why I want you to do that, because that's authority. Power. That he has the authority and power to have dominion over all things. So if Christ has the power to have dominion and power over all things, and we ought to follow his example, you're going to see if Christ can be the head of the church, man can be the head of the wife. Amen. Did y'all see that? Then look what he says in verse 22. He says in verse 22, he says, "And hath put all things under Jesus' feet, and gave him to be the head," underline that word head, "over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fitteth all in all." So what it's saying here in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, that Christ is the head of the church. Christ is the head, the leader of his body, the church. That is, because of that, Christ loves the church. Let me tell you something. Go to Ephesians 5. There's no way in the world that you can have love. Amen. There's no way you can say you love your wife. Amen. And that love is not based on truth. Did y'all hear what I just said? Based on authority. Amen. That you can prove it by the word of God. So when you go to Ephesians chapter 5 and begin reading in verse 21, we'll go all the way back and look at it. He says in verse 21, "Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord." Let me come down and talk to you. I'm not going to stop till I get through. I'm just letting you know. How are you going to be submissive to something that you don't respect? You ever thought about that? That it don't have no authority. It's not biblical based. Amen. You just there. Some people say, "Well, I'm just there for the children's sake. I'm just there. Because if I leave and I'm a preacher, it won't look good for the church. It's not right." You just coexist. You're a hypocrite. You're painting a picture just not right. How in the world are you going to have that attitude, number one, when you won't submit one to another? Question, how can you submit one to another and one is right and one is wrong? By men, you are unequally yoked, right? Am I right? Am I right? See, you can't do that. Hold your spot there and go to 1 Corinthians 7. See, I want to read something to you. Then we're going to move on. See, he says here, see, I can't go no farther until you understand what he's saying, John. He says, submit yourself one to another in respect of God. That word, fear me in respect. Because you are a Christian. You are a fellow citizen, amen. You are a saint, amen. That's the reason why you're doing it, amen. Amen. See, that's the reason why you do it. See, over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, I want you to see what he says over here. Now hold your spot there, because I want you to see what he's saying. Everybody there? See, over in 1 Corinthians 7, and we talked about that, beginning in verse 3. Now, listen to what the Holy Spirit say. He said, let the husband render unto the wife. See, you can't render unto the wife unless you submit. What you going to submit to? That she will help me? That y'all going to cleave? And that y'all going to twain? And that you're going to be one? You're going to leave your father and your mother? See, you got to do all that in order to submit. See, if you don't do all that, you can't submit yourself one to another. You see the problem? You see that? Y'all with me? See, you got to be submissive to his word. Amen? See, if you ain't submissive to his word, number one, we don't need to go in no further. We don't need to talk no more because you don't understand your role. Amen? Right? See, that's what the word says. He says here, look what he says here. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. And also, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife, look at this here now, has not power of her own body. But the husband, and likewise also the husband, has not power of his own body, but the wife. See, you don't belong to yourself no more. When you submit, amen. See, you belong to her, and her belong to you. I didn't say it right, but y'all know what I'm saying. Right? Slang. You understand? See, the problem in what the devil has done and got us out of focus and got us out of our role, he got our mind to believe that we can do what we want to do. And you can't do what you want to do if you're going to have a marriage designed by God. Amen. Amen. See, we talked about covenant. A covenant is an agreement. It's an oath we take. See, that oath you take when you stood in front of the preacher, whoever you stood in front of, and you got married. Okay? See, we need to renew Ecclesiastics, see, what we talked about. We need to renew, see, 1 Corinthians 7, Romans 7. See, you need to renew all that and also us to submit. See, then he goes on to say, look what he says here. He said, don't you defraud ye, not one the other, except it be consent. Well, you say, well, when consent happens? Well, consent happens when, number one, if it's in approval of God's word. Amen. You can't go out of God's word and get consent because you can't supersede the word. Amen. Amen? Am I right? See, that's the reason why you got women, see, letting their husbands stay at home, okay? Well, I'm an at-home mom. And my wife making all the money, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to stay at home and take care of the children. You got it backwards. Amen? You need to be working. She's staying at home. Amen. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, if a man don't take care of his family, he has denied the faith. He's worse than a what? Infidel. It's the man's role to take care of his family. Amen. Amen. But when the devil take that submit out, when you defraud one another, and when you say, well, I'm going to keep my body to myself, and you keep your body, and do what you want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do, how in the world can that be a marriage designed by God? Because you can't submit one to another, amen? So you need to go home, and when you eat, say, honey, I belong to you. And you need to say, and I belong to you. I'm always going to belong to you, amen? I ain't trying to put words in your mouth, and I'm daughter. And I'm daughter. She shake her head, amen? My wife been sitting in the back 30 years. I got her to move up front for the day. Sean ain't laughing. He don't think that's funny. That's his mama. Sean said, you better leave my mama alone. You're going to submit. See, go back to God's word. See, you got to submit. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you, daughters. I love you for that. See, that's the part that we see. But you got to take 1 Corinthians 7 into consideration. Now go back to what he said back in Ephesians. And let me finish reading. Y'all with me? See, submit. See, you ain't going to get this teaching anywhere. You just ain't going to get it. Because, see, it's against status quo. See, this ain't what society believes. See, it's not protocol. See, because, see, we live in a world today. We just do what we have to do to keep it going on. See, we think it going on. You trying to rock my boat. My husband don't even know what a checking account is. And you think I'm crazy enough to put that man, he got a 400 beacon stone. He got credit so bad his mama won't loan him no money. And you think I'm gonna let him control my money? Well, see, that's when teaching got to be done. Amen. He might not know today, but through love you can teach him. Amen. To comply to God's word. Don't you ignore God's word just because the devil tell you something is wrong. Amen? See, find out what the problem is. This evening we're going to talk about conflict. See what the conflict is, and know how to resolve it. But just don't overlook it to do what you want to do. Amen? Am I right? See, submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. Wives to you. Submit yourself unto your own husband. Underline the word own. Not nobody else's husband. Amen. I like what he said. As unto the Lord. See, you do it because you're in the Lord. Amen. You submit yourself. See, you do it to your husband because that's what the Lord tell you to do. Amen. From the beginning of time. See, why submit yourself unto your husband? Because in verse 20, for the husband is the head. See, as Christ is the head. Y'all see that? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. And what that simply means here is this here. As Christ is the head of the church, the husband is the head of the wife. See, if Christ is the head of the church, amen. See, if you respect that, Ephesians 1, 22 and 25, Ephesians 5, 25 to 25, then you're going to respect this. Amen. See, because they both go hand in hand. You with me? In relationship to what does the Bible say in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, let's go to Mark 10 right quick. Mark 10, and I want to talk about a servant leader. A servant leader. Mark 10. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 42. Okay? Husbands must have a servant leader attitude, not lordship, not one that's, see, not that attitude, I'm the man, and you do what I tell you to do. You don't have that kind of attitude. Amen. You love your wife. She's your helpmeet. You have given her your body. She has given you his body. See, y'all have twain together. See, she has paid you the highest compliment. You have left father and mother, and you're twain together with her. Hey, you respect her. You give her respect. You better not hit her. You better not try to fight her, because that's not your job. Amen. And I thought I'd bring that in because some of y'all men mentality like to whoop women. Whoop them. God gonna whoop you. Amen. The only thing we're going to be whooped by is the word of God. Amen. See, that's the only thing going to straighten us out, the word of God. That's the only thing going to make us submit, the word of God. If you got to beat them to do right, you're beating them for the wrong reason. Amen. Shake your head. Amen. See, when you twain, see, when you cleave, when you do all the things that we talk about, number one, and when y'all submit one to another, and when she realized that marriage is honorable and you do the same thing, y'all going to get in line with the word of God. Amen. Amen. You beat them because you are the work of the devil. I thought I'd throw that in because, you know, we sometimes want to be throw our chest out. I'm a man. You ain't no man. You don't comply to God's word. Amen. You got to have a servant attitude. See, a servant attitude. Look what it says here. That word servant. Write that word down. M-E-G-A-S. Megas. Which simply mean that you are a servant. See, that's that servant attitude as Jesus was a servant. Amen. That is, you are like an attendant or you are like a waiter. Look at that word, D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S. See, almost like deaconess, deacon, which means to be a servant. That is that your wife is your helpmeet, that you're going to submit one to another. I don't have no problem if you vacuuming, amen. You live that too, amen. I don't have no problem if you see dishes in the sink, go and wash them, amen. You eat that too, am I right? Am I right? I don't have no problem if you know how to wash the washing machine. But just don't do it without helping you. Don't know how to lay in the bed and she do nothing and you do everything. Y'all twain together and you are a servant together. And that's what that word means. You mean that you are attendant one toward another. See, you want to take care of your wife. You want to love your wife so she can be around for a long time. Amen. Amen. And that's what that word means now. That is, here's another word, P-R-O-T-O-S. See, to be a slave, devoted to another, to the disregard of one's own interests. See, it's not based on what you want, it's based on what the word of God is, amen. And that's the mentality that we have. Mark chapter 10, verse 42. Look at what it says here, Mark 10 and verse number 42. It was Jesus called them to him and said unto him, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship, underline that word lordship, see, over them. And our great ones exercise authority over them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, shall be your servant. And whosoever you will be the chiefest shall be your servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for them. And that's the attitude we got to have. Amen. Not that old ugly attitude, my way or the highway. Because see, what you're going to do, everything you're going to do is going to be guided by the word anyway. Amen. Because you're not going to make a decision as it's done by the word. Amen. Am I right? Y'all not unequally yoked. Y'all yoked. Amen. Y'all have submitted to one another. Amen. Y'all not going to defraud one another. Amen. Everything you do, you're going to submit based on the word of God, amen. Not lordship, but servanthood. That I'm going to wait on my wife. I'm going to cook a breakfast in bed every now and then. Amen. I'm going to do for her. See, she's my sweetheart. I told you she used to call me Cookie, but I've elevated to a pound cake, but that's all right. But I'm still a sweet pound cake. Because the more and more we go to the word of God in relationship. So that's the attitude that we need to have in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, look what it says here. Will is purpose, amen. Everything we do got to be done by the will of God, that is, by the purpose of God, that is why submit to your husband. Amen. Go to 1 Peter 3. Y'all still with me? All right. Do it make sense? All right. 1 Peter, I know it makes sense. I just gonna ask you anyway. Well, you said it didn't or not. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 2, or verse 1, okay? And I want you to see that when you do things by God's will, number one, why submit to your husband? Because it is respectful, and that's what holy conduct is all about. Amen. That's the way you want to look. That's the way you want to let your light shine. Because what? You call yourself Christian. Amen. Amen. See, that's the reason why you want to do it. Out of respect. See, out of holy conduct. Do it because of that. Okay, 1 Peter 3:1. Likewise, you wives. See, be in subjection. Matthew 19:4-6. 1 John 7, 5 and 6, and 1 Peter 3, they still use the word own husband, don't they? Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by conversation of the wives. All right? Verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Amen. See, you got to have an understanding. You got to understand what we're talking about. See, you got to understand, go back to what I'm saying. See, every man here need to be looking at magos, protos. See, they need to be looking at deaconess. See, you need to be looking at that, so you need to understand why I need to do it in a servitude attitude. Amen. Why? Because that's knowledge. Why is marriage honorable? That's knowledge. See, why do I need to train? Why do we need to cleave? That's knowledge. See, the wrong with the world today, everybody's ignorant. They don't have knowledge. They don't know what the word of God is saying. Amen. You got married. See, you got a wedding album. That's all you got. But you ain't got no spirituality. Amen. 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 He says again, he said, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. As unto the... Weaker vessel. Y'all see what it says? You can't be equal to man. Because God didn't make you that way. Amen. Thank you, baby. Come back next Sunday. I need some more amens. See, you can't be equal. See, when you want to have equality with man, you violate that from the beginning. God made man to be the head of the wife. Amen. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, amen, he told man, he said, two things going to happen to you. Number one, you're going to sweat for the worst rest of your life. And number one, you're going to work. It's man's responsibility to be the head. Now, if you want to be the head, pay the cost to be the boss, amen. Go out there and get a job and take care of your family. Amen. Did I say it right? Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's the wife's responsibility, number one, to be a weaker vessel. See, we got it wrong. It drives me crazy, Raymond, when I'm riding down the road and see a woman with a jackhammer. She with a jackhammer busting up the street. Amen. Or driving a big old truck. Truck three times bigger than she is. She's trying to hold in the road. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something. God didn't make woman for that purpose. He made her to be sweet. Didn't she? Petite. Soft. A help me for her husband. To raise her children. Amen. See, we got into backwards. See, what we have done, and that's the next thing I'm going to teach about. The Christian and money. And the reason why, because a lot of us live in an upside down relationship. We're living above our means. We're living in a situation that we can't afford, whereby it takes two incomes. Amen. I'd rather live in a shotgun house and be in compliance with the word of God. Amen. Where my wife submissive for me in her role. Amen. Amen. You're just not equal. Now, I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. It's not derogatory. That's God's way. God made you that way. To be a helpmeet, not to be equal. How can be equal? How are you going to be equal when he's the head? It can't. Amen. Y'all got that? See, that's the reason why men have lost control. Women have taken control. Everyone, your house is out of control because y'all in a bad relationship. See, no longer you're the head, she's the stronger figure, and you're the weaker vessel. And that shouldn't be. She tells you what to do. Y'all don't discuss it, amen. That's when you have conflict. Amen. Come on back today. We're going to talk about this evening at 3 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, I didn't say it here. Look what it says here. It says here, a weaker vessel as being heirs, right, Romans 8, 16, 17, together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Look what it says here. Be not hindered. See, when you violate that, your prayers going to be hindered. Amen. Because then you don't have a marriage designed by God. Amen. Because you have overstepped God's way. Y'all with me? I know some of y'all looking kind of funny, but that's all right. Thank God you're still breathing. And what you need to do is take this lesson, go back and discuss it with your wife and husband and say, no longer, I'm in control. I'm going to let you do it. But we're going to study together, amen, and we're going to learn together, amen, from the word what your role and your responsibility is, amen. Why? Because that's what you want to do. You want to be able to give respect. Let me tell you something else, brother. See, when you get out that role, when you get out of that role, y'all see my slide, Jim? Come on. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on. Wait a minute. Just hold on. I got to get it. Hold on. Somebody say, well, he must have wanted you to talk about it. You can't find it. But guess what? I found it. See, when you get out of that role of 1 Peter 3, see, then respect is broke down. See, because see, it's not based on heirs and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. See, you obey his leadership. 1 Peter 3, Titus 2, 5. Submission is your response to your husband's role as the head, servant attitude, not your role, but God's role. That is that you're going to help your husband. He's going to be a helpmeet to you. You're going to submit to him. But see, you got to do it here in compliance to the word of God. Amen? Because see, when you do it out of that realm, look what it says here. Look what it says here. Look again what it says here. It says here, your prayers may be hindered. Because, see, when you violate this here, 1 John 3, 4, that's sin. Amen? Then, the last slide. Husband, love your wife. Why? Response is respect. That she may live a holy life. Why? Because that you can be a servant and a leader so that y'all can be submissive one to another. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, husband, love your wife, Ephesians 5, 33, because Christ is the head of the church, the response is respect. Why? So that she can live a holy life. Because see, if you don't do it, you sin, and your life now is holy. Why? Because you're going to have a servitude attitude. Christ came not to what? Be served, but to be served. Why? Because, see, the whole key is submissiveness. Amen? You submissive to the word. Don't let that fear you, weaker vessel. Because, see, it don't mean that you're less. Because we got some great women. Amen. I mean, without my wife, I don't know where I'd be. I'm just telling you the truth. My wife go to Walmart, be gone an hour. I get scared. I'm serious. You know what I pray? And I told her this. You know what I pray? I said, Lord, I know Hebrews 9:27, we're going to die. I said, Lord, let me go first. You know why I pray that prayer? Boy, that'd be a tough pill for me to swallow. I just don't think I can find nobody that would treat me like that. That her submissiveness, her just her will, just the thing that she do. See, she was talking to me the other day, she says about Miss Obama being the first lady. She says, well, she says, I can't even be a first lady of a church. I said, that's all right. But what you do, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? And I don't have to tell you. It's so important. She does so much. Amen. And I just don't believe I can find somebody to fill that role. I'm not talking about get me water. I'm not talking about get me something to eat. It's more than that. Just being there. That servant attitude that we serve one another through the word. And I'm just making it personal. I'm sorry. See? And I'm sorry. See? And it ain't always been that way. I'm just telling you. And we still have problems. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you. I go downstairs talking to myself a lot of times. You know what I'm talking to myself going downstairs? I don't want to hear me. You say, you scared of? Mm-hmm. What she showed you the other day, Sean, when you was over there? She said, what's your choice? She put out a knife this long. This is young. And then she had an ice pick that long. She said, you pick your choice. Sean was sitting right there. He saw, he didn't even say nothing. Like, Mama, don't do that. Sean said, mm-hmm. I don't know where she keep them at, but I know they're in the house. I'm joking. No, I'm not joking about what she got, but I know she's not going to do that. Anyway, Sean didn't say nothing. Sean knew she was being facetious. Okay, she ain't going to never sit up front no more. This the last time you see that. Tonight, we're going to be talking about do's and don'ts of marriage. Be here with us. Be here with us. It'll be the last phase of it. If you did not get a copy from this morning lesson, if you'd like to have one, raise your hand right now. If you'd like to have a copy from this morning's lesson, a handout, raise your hand. We'll get you one. And tonight will be our final series on do's and don'ts of marriage. If you're here today and you need to respond to the invitation, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you come by hearing the word to the point you believe what you hear, you are willing to repent of your sins or you're going to perish, you must confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you must be buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. So if you're here today and you need to come right now as we stand and we sing.